Good afternoon, and on behalf of the Manufacturer and Business Association and Money Radio, WPSE, thank you for joining us for Business Today with the MBA. I'm your host, Karen Torres, Executive Editor of the MBA Business Magazine, and I'd like to welcome a special guest to the studio, Kelly Port, co-owner of Port Farms in Waterford, PA. We're so glad you could join us, Kelly.
Thanks for having me, Karen.
Well, this month, we're here at the MBA. We're celebrating family businesses in the region. And one of the oldest is your 125-year-old family-owned farm, Port Farms. So we know that farms are a very important part of the Pennsylvania economy. Pennsylvania's farm families are stewards of more than 7.3 million acres of farmland in an industry that generates more than a 500,000 jobs and contributes nearly $133 billion to the state's economy. So it's a pleasure to highlight such a great agribusiness. Well, Kelly, founded in 1897, Port Farms is a multi-generational family-owned farm. So tell us a little bit how it got its start.
Well, my husband's family came from overseas, and they started the farm back in 1897. Basically, it was something, you know, they were sustaining for themselves. So they raised dairy cows and a multitude of different crops. And then, you know, as it went on through our family, we started getting into potatoes and soybeans. And through the generations, it just kept growing. We would add more acreage to the farm and start integrating different processes to stay up with the times. In the 80s, my husband was working with my father-in-law, Delos, and they were growing soybeans, wheat, corn, and oats. And then in the late 90s, my husband started a soybean roasting business, which was then providing feed for dairy cows and basically servicing farmers from Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio, Maryland, Michigan, many different states. And I would say as things started changing in the dairy industry and also in the farming industry, we had to make some decisions to continue to stay afloat and adapt to the times. And that's when we decided to get into the agribusiness side of things.
And this was in 2002, correct? You and Jerry took over operations?
In 2002, we took over operations. We began to purchase the farm from my in-laws. And in doing so, we started to put in Christmas trees, thinking we'll grow another crop. And we went to a seminar down at Penn State. And a gentleman suggested that, hey, if you're putting these Christmas trees in, they're going to take probably about 7 to 9 years before anybody can really purchase them. You might want to adapt and put some pumpkins in also, because at that point, people will be coming to your farm. They'll be picking your pumpkins. They'll see that you're growing Christmas trees, and then your Christmas trees will take off. We're like, that's a great idea. Unbeknownst to us that the pumpkin farm would blow up so quickly and do so wonderfully.
And it has. And it's amazing that you find this out. You go to a seminar, you get some ideas, and then the next thing you know, you have an explosion of growth from an idea that literally was just a conversation.
Correct. We go to a lot of seminars. We really try to stay up on our schooling. We really reach out to a lot of different farms every year, if not every other year. We will go to conferences that deal with mazes, with farmer markets, that deal with agribainment. We've been to California, we've been to Utah, we've been all over the country to other people's farms that do what we do, just to get ideas and bring them back to our farm here in Pennsylvania. We really try to stay up on times, and we really try to keep it exciting for our customers that come out. And a lot of people always do comment how they appreciate the changes that we make every year. So we get excited about hearing from our guests.
And I find it very interesting, even the educational side, from your own perspective with your son's second grade class, and when you decided to go into that opportunity to bring school tours. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was, you know, it was a simple, I was a stay-at-home mom at that point. I'd walked away from my career, and one of our teachers asked if I would come in and talk to the kids about farming. And I'm like, oh yeah, sure. So I'm sitting in there and I'm talking to a lot of these children, and it was a very small class, but I was just shocked at how many kids had no idea where food came from. They just thought you go to the grocery market and it just magically appears. And I came home and I told my husband about that. And I'm like, I have no idea what corn does for our food or what oats are for or where they get their food from. So we decided to incorporate field trips. And it was a very hands-on experience when we had, I think we had maybe three or four schools that came out our first year that we were open. And we walked through the soybeans, and then we planted a small batch of sunflowers, and we would let them pick the sunflower heads and play with the seeds. And then they would pick an ear of corn and touch the corn. And we had some stations about, you know, where does your food come from, going through grain to completion at the end of going to a flour mill and, you know, making crackers and things like that. So that was where we started. And I think one of my most favorite stories was one of the adults came out on a field trip and we walked out to pick a pumpkin and she's like, why are these so dirty? And I said, well, this is where things grow and they grow in dirt. And she's like, well, they're usually clean in the grocery store. And, you know, then you go through and you explain the whole process and the light goes on. It's, they finally get it. So that was probably our aha moment of what we need to do on this farm to educate people about food and where it comes from.
And that's such a great story. But also I wanted to ask about how many tours do you give each year for those educational tours?
Well, prior to COVID, we probably put through about 75 kids, and they would come from roughly about an hour and a half away to even our local kids.
That's amazing. And I know Port Farms is beloved in our family, and it's one of the most beloved farms, tourist destinations, event venues in Northwest PA. But tell us more about the programs and services that you offer, because it's much more than that.
It is. We do a lot here on the farm. And again, it's adapting with times. So we do weddings here at the farm. We do our corporate events at the farm. We have our field trips. We started doing a flower festival last year. We did a concert last year in 21, I believe. So we are continuously adding things to the farm.
Well, and we like to say when you're growing the job opportunities as well. And it's no small feat to run an operation of this size either. So tell us a little bit more about your operations, your workforce, and what goes into it behind the scenes.
So that is probably the biggest challenge of our industry because we are seasonal work. We have 5 full-time people that work here at the farm. And then as we get into our season, starting usually in April, May, we will start adding to our fleet of employees, basically with weddings and getting ready to shear trees and do outside work. And we'll go up to about 15 people. And then come August, we go into our flower festival, which then increases our employees to about 30. And then when we hit our hiatus in fall, we're up to 65 employees. And we'll keep them for probably about 9 weeks. And then we start going back down to Christmas time, where we go to roughly about 20 employees. And then January, we go back to our 5. But we're hoping for some changes that are coming to our farm, which we're also excited about. We're looking at opening a brewery. And at that point, we'll be going back and having more full-time employees on our farm year-round.
These are exciting times. That's wonderful news.
They're very exciting. It's very scary. but our daughter has joined our operation, and she is now the fifth generation to join our family farm, and she is taking it to a whole new level, which is very exciting as a parent to watch.
And I wanted to say, what does it mean to you to be a family-owned business here in Pennsylvania? What does it mean to you to have your daughter, your family working in your business at the family farm? What can you say about that?
There's a lot of wonderful times, and then there's a lot of challenging times, because my husband and I work together round the clock, and we go to work together, we eat dinner together, we are together 24/7. And our daughter, it's the same thing. So it's a special dynamic. You really need to understand communication. You really need to understand everybody's private time and boundaries. But in the same token, it is a very prideful moment to say you are now going into the fifth generation of a family business, especially a farm, because there's not a lot of farms that can continue on through generations. Sometimes there's turmoil when family dynamics are involved in a business. And we're very fortunate to have a great working dynamic.
Well, congratulations on the fifth generation. Congratulations on 125 years. We're looking forward to bigger and better things coming out of Port Farms. And I wanted to ask you, what's the best way for people to learn more about Port Farms and what's coming up?
Well, the best way for people to get in touch or stay informed is to subscribe to our newsletter. And you can go to portfarms.com and you can join the newsletter on the bottom, or you can follow us on Facebook or Instagram. Those are probably the best ways to stay in touch.
And you can also read more about Port Farms in the June issue of the MBA Business Magazine on mbabizmag.com. We're very thankful for you coming in and talking with us, Kelly. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. I'm Karen Torres, signing off for Business Today with the MBA. Have a great afternoon.